Thank you for calling customer support. My name is DeQuarius. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I had an alert on my phone that there had been some suspicious activity in my account, and I am just calling to check and see if that happens to be the case.
May I have your zip code, please?
38581.
Your first and last name?
Jeff Grissom, G-R-I-S-S-O-M. Now, before we go any further, in none of the recordings that I've listened to up until this point, has it given any business information, like, hey, this is First Bank USA. So who are you with?
We represent over 100 online vendors. I have to get your account up to see what we charge you for.
Now, if you're not my bank, we're not doing this. I'll call my bank and deal with them. So you're not actually my bank?
No, sir. We are not a bank.
Not at all?
No, sir. So I see you ordered a stealth drone on December the 15th.
A what?
Stealth drone.
I don't know. What was the amount? What was the amount?
$9.97.
I don't know, man. There's so many scams on the internet. Who knows?
You can order a stealth drone?
I don't know. I'm not the only one that uses that card. I've got a wife that might have, but I haven't.
Okay, so the card didn't go through. So if you want to order the stealth drone again, you have to go back on the website you purchased it from and order it again, sir.
Okay, I understand that, and I appreciate your time, man. But I don't know if she ordered one, but I didn't, and I've canceled two or three cards lately just because I've been having issues with them, so I won't be probably following up with that. I'll call my bank and make sure that I'm good with them.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, man, I appreciate your help.